Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live, the Built for Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. NFL draft morning. Big news is J.J. McCarthy essentially said he's going to get drafted by the New York Giants. Now, I don't know if this is one of these smokescreen situations or what. Doesn't sound like it. J.J. McCarthy's got no reason to answer the question the way that he did. When he was asked, do you think you know who's going to draft you? Yeah, New York Giants spent more time with them. Mike Kafka, Brian Daboll, Joe Shane. I mean, I know the system. Did somebody install? They actually say install. I think he said install.
He did say install.
Somebody install.
Yeah, he knows it all.
So wait a second. So he actually learned the offense already?
Well, for some reason, somewhere along the line, maybe Michigan, Alabama, somebody, they must have some of the same type of verbiage, and he already understands it. And this is one of the reasons probably that Jim Harbaugh was saying, once people get to meet the kid, they're going to fall in love with him, and he is going to go rocketing up the draft board. Essentially, that's what he said, and it seems like that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, and I mean, rocketing up to 6 or 5 or 4 is a rocket that we haven't seen in a very long time.
You know, I know you're going to the Islander game tonight, so you got the Islanders, you got the Knicks, you got the draft.
Yeah.
It's going to be insane.
Yeah, no,
I'm going to be sitting there. I'm going to be watching. You know, I'll be checking in on the Islanders, who, by the way, Brett Pesce for the Canes is out, and he's one of their better defenders.
Mm-hmm.
So you catch a break there a little bit.
Yep.
This is what every team in all of these playoffs, like when Joel Embiid went down, everybody's praying to God that nobody gets hurt. You want your best team out there. You want your best opportunity to win. And, you know, here come the Canes. They have an injury. So maybe you take advantage of that. Maybe they're able to win tonight. The Knicks going down to Philadelphia, what's going to be interesting, with all the complaining that the Philadelphia 76ers have done and filed grievances and all this nonsense about officiating, does that change now as they go down to Philadelphia?
So, you're right. There was a lot of complaining, Joel Embiid, Nick Nurse. However, Tyrese Maxey, we heard Jerry play that clip yesterday where he said, you know, what are you going to do about it? I mean, we got to move on. We were sloppy at the end, and we lost the game.
Yeah, but nobody hears that.
Well, everybody, we talked about it.
I know we talked about it, but what I'm saying is that the officiating and the NBA are hearing the complaints from the 76ers.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to have any impact on this particular game. What I need to know about this series, I will find out tonight, which is there even another gear possible for Joel Embiid in his state right now, which is not 100% and hobbled on the knee? He was hobbling, he was getting treatment during the game, and he still had a big game in game two, and the Knicks had to have this miraculous comeback to win. But is that the best we're going to get out of him or not?
Well,
and could him, with a couple days off, now back at home, pissed off, making a guarantee we're going to win the series? Is he going to come out and put up 65?
So, against the Nova Knicks?
No.
Would be nice to see Jalen Brunson turn into that offensive threat that he has been all year long. He's had a couple of bad games in terms of shooting. He's been missing a little bit of those mid-range jump shots that he loves to take, the paint jump shots that he loves to take. And sooner or later, those balls are going to be going in. So much like we were talking about Josh Hart and sustaining his three-point prowess and whether or not that will continue, because that's not usually his game, I would also say there's no way that Jalen Brunson is going to be continuing to shoot the way that he's been shooting through this series.
Yeah, I hope not. And I would be shocked if that continued. So, I mean, he said it, the shots that I'm missing are the shots that I was making the entire regular season. So I don't expect it to continue for three games in a row. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of intrigue to see how this particular game goes. But there's certain foundational aspects of this team that will be there. And that's going to be relentlessness. That's going to be they're going to fight back when they're down. They're going to play defense the entire game. There's just certain things that they're going to bring to every single game. So even if they're down five with 15 seconds to go, you can't count them out. I'm excited. And maybe this is the, if they go down there and win this game, it's 3-0. It's good night. It's curtains. It's done. The Sixers are done. And that's the way the Knicks have to look at this. The Knicks have to look at tonight as an elimination game. Don't let them back in. Because if they go up 3-0 and they beat them in their building, they're not getting back in the series. It's over. So that's what I'd be preaching if I were Tom Thibodeau. Tonight, we eliminate the Sixers.
Well, the interesting thing is Game 3 is a pivotal game because the Sixers need it. They have to have it. And, it's interesting to see whether or not Joel Embiid can pull off a Mark Messier here. Guaranteeing
it's a different type of guarantee, though. As many people have pointed out, he did it with his head down. Like, he wasn't even looking at the camera and be like, we heard the audio. He's like, we're going to win this series. He can't even look up. He kind of does it in a sort of way.
Well, then maybe he doesn't believe it like Mark Messier did.
Right. Messier, you knew he believed it.
And Messier did it here in a city in which the other team lives.
Mm-hmm.
And hates your team.
Mm-hmm.
And he came through with a hat trick.
All-timer.
Yes.
All-timer. I mean, it's the second greatest sports guarantee of all time. Both of them have happened here in New York.
Yeah, but I mean, like, so you do it the first time, and you do it in 1969.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the media, the sports media, were paying attention. I don't know how many general people in 1969 were paying attention.
Oh, it was a big deal. Still, even back then. It was the Super Bowl. He said, we're going to win the game, I guarantee it.
The Super Bowl was in its infancy.
Okay.
This is Mark Messier.
You're telling me that the Messier guarantee is bigger than the Namath guarantee?
I would say the way that Messier issued the guarantee.
Number two. Number one.
I don't know, man. On the back page of the newspapers that are here in New York and the Devils are here and they're reading the back page of the newspaper, we will win.
Eh? I still think it's the first of all, they were what, a 2-touchdown underdog in that Super Bowl?
And
nobody thought the AFL and the AFC could win. It basically made the merger happen.
And he's laying on a Chase lounge out by the pool going, hey, man, we're going to win, man.
I mean, that's.
And if you go into these games not thinking you're going to win, then what the hell are you worth?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not taking anything away from the Messier guarantee. It's the second greatest guarantee of all time. It's number two.
By the way, you are giving a guarantee against a rival in your city. It's a rival.
It wasn't even the championship series. It wasn't even the Stanley Cup final. We're talking about the Super Bowl.
It was to save the season for the Rangers who put everything in that 94 season.
Here's the thing. I'm coming after this at it from an objective view. You are not. You can't really even comment on this because that was like the greatest season of your life, 1994 Rangers. So you're going to take that over everything. And you didn't grow up a Jet fan. You actually grew up more of a Colts guy.
I did, yes.
Grain of salt spot, right. Sorry to say.
My dad was the ultimate Giant fan.
Grain of salt spot.
The Giants were terrible when I was a kid.
I mean, I think if you ask more, like, Al, better guarantee, Namath Messier.
Namath.
Yeah, I mean, because it's the Super Bowl. I get it.
Okay.
But which one had more pressure? Let's put it this way. The Jets had nothing to lose. We're winning. We win. If we lose, nobody cares because nobody expects us to beat the Colts anyway. This is Mark Messier saying it in the city in which he shares with the Devils, and he's saying it in a way that is pretty emphatic, and it's also to save their season. They have to win the game or the season is over, and the Devils move on. And he has a hat trick in that game.
Eddie, bigger guarantee, better guarantee. Namath Messier.
Namath.
Yeah, okay.
But Messier had to win. They had to win the game. Like, if they lost the game, it would have been.
He asked the question. I answered it.
Okay. I mean, this is a hill, and you are dying on it.
One could be a better guarantee, Namath. More impressive results, Messier.
No.
And by the way, when
more
Messier,
impressive results, they were a two-touchdown underdog, yeah, and
who,
no one even came close to beating the
who's
NFL
under
back
more
then.
Pressure to actually win the game?
I would say Messier.
Doesn't make it better.
But plus three hockey goals is a lot more impressive in one game than winning a football game.
Hey, Alamos is hockey.
Culturally? Joe Namath.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and also the NFL as we know it today and may like not exist.
And who's the first
that
man?
That game doesn't go the way it did.
And who's the first man to set a foot on the moon? Neil Armstrong. Who's the second? There you
Mark
go.
Messier.
Number exactly right. Two. When Messier did what he did, they referenced, yeah. Oh, he's doing a Namath.
He's doing a Namath.
He's pulling a Namath.
And how many people have done Namaths and it's not come true?
We don't remember them. Just like the second guy walked on the moon.
Point. So if the Jets would have lost to the Colts, nobody would have cared.
Yeah, but they didn't.
Right, if the Rangers would have lost to the Devils, really nobody would have cared.
No, they would have cared. They would have mocked Mark Messier.
Yeah, but at this point,
and they've forgotten about it.
Yeah. And the reason for that is because all the pressure was on the Rangers. They had the home ice advantage. They had everything.
So it wasn't that impressive then that they beat the Devils because they had the home ice advantage and they won the President's Trophy.
But they had to go into their building and win a game.
They were the favorites.
That nobody thought that they could win.
What do you mean nobody thought that they could win? They were the favorites to win the whole thing. Before the playoffs started, they were the President's Cup trophy winners. They had the most points. It was the best regular season they had up until this year. So what do you mean nobody thought they could win? You thought they could win, didn't you?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, so that's somebody.
But I'll tell you what, I was sitting on the end of my couch for that game. And really, if it weren't for Mike Richter making a couple early saves that were incredible.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know that guarantee would have went through.
Let's go to Chris in Smithtown. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What up, man?
On my way to a bachelor party in Austin, Texas this weekend. I'm
nice.
Pumped up.
That's great. That's going to be a good one. You know, it's funny. I was listening to the overnight show the other day, and this guy calls up McMonagall, and he goes, I'm on my way to a bachelor party, my bachelor party. And Chris is like, oh, nice. He said, where are you going? Heading to the airport to go to Vegas? And the guy goes, no, we're having it out in Riverhead. And he goes, oh, okay. It's Riverhead.
What are you hoping for? A muff.
He's like, no, okay. Bro. He's like, yeah, you know, we're going to this brewery and everything. And Chris is like, oh, that's cool. Yeah. Yeah, so you're going to stay over out there, like a bed and breakfast? He's like, no, I'm coming home the same day. He was like, oh, okay.
All right.
So well, glad to hear that you're going to Austin, Chris.
Money's tight, man.
There won't be any wine tasting or anything like that on this bachelor party. That's all I'll say on the air.
Very good.
But I just want to touch on the Jets and the draft. I'm torn because I feel like they really can go offensive line and they could use a playmaker, too, because I feel like if they get a playmaker, that gives Mike Williams more time to heal back from his injury. But I just want to get you guys' take because I feel like if they lose a lineman, they could be a house of cards again this year.
That is true. So this is what's interesting. So a guy like Joe Alt, as Mike Frances said of the Jets, if Joe Alt, by some amazing reason, falls to the Jets and they don't take him, they all should be shot and killed. And then brain splattered all over the facility at Florham Park. Okay. But no, let's just say.
Did he get that from his golf buddy?
Yeah, I have a couple of assassins that I play golf with, and they told me that. Anyway, so I
don't think he's going to be there.
So, but
just for poops and giggles, right?
Okay.
If he is. So now you've got Morgan Moses you brought back. You got Tyron Smith, who is clearly the starter, right? Like, and you signed both those guys for contracts that you're the, and you also, I think Morgan Moses ended up being a trade, right? So you gave away assets for him. Those are your starting tackles. You're going to tell me you're going to draft a guy in the top 11, a top 10 rather, and end up sitting him as an offensive lineman? That's not going to happen.
See, that's why I think there is a very good chance that the Jets trade out of this pick.
Yeah, I think they're going to take Brock Bowers, and I think they're going to take him right there at 10. That's what I think.
Which would be very easy, which would be fine. But also, you know, maybe they want to pick up a few more assets. And as long as they don't have to drop too far back,
yeah,
and they can get a player that they covet, then maybe that would be the way that they will go. But I don't think anybody would be disappointed with Brock Bowers. I don't get the sense that, you know, anybody is saying anything negative about this kid.
I don't know how you could. I mean, and also a lot, when you hear Rich Samini say that Joe Douglas believes he could have the same impact on the 2024 Jets as Sam LaPorta had on the 2023 Detroit Lions, and that Detroit Lion team went to an NFC championship game, and basically Jared Goff had this amazing offensive season in part to his weapons, and LaPorta being a huge part of that, being Travis Kelce and George Kittle-like. That tells me that they think very, very highly of the guy, and they probably don't want to miss on him. And it's going to make Aaron Rodgers very happy.
That's a big statement to say about a particular player.
Steve in Pennsylvania. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, what's going on, G? How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Oh, nothing much. Just quick question.
Yes.
Now that we know dirty, crusty, sweaty Evan Roberts pats himself in the bathroom, did you have to go to the bathroom and pat yourself like Evan?
No, I did not. I was, you know, Steve, in these situations, I have to say, and Boomer can attest to this, in situations like that, even though I was having fun joking around like I'm going to hiccup or like a fart go or whatever, I'm generally really good at knowing my place,
yeah,
staying, like, doing, following the right rules, looking good. Even said, like, in the picture, you look good.
Oh,
you
got yes.
I usually fit in those situations.
You, like, step up. You know how you're a chameleon. Yeah. You can figure out what the, when you said you were going to be in a tux, I thought that was a little much, but I know why you said you were going to be in a tux.
Yeah.
That would be, had she come in here and you thought it would be great for CBS Sports Network, and it probably would have been.
Yeah.
But yesterday, you pulled it off. You know, you look good. You look solid. You look real.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that.
I mean,
yeah, you are by far the best looking other than her in that group. They're all wearing jeans and.
Yeah, well, I had jeans on too, but I had, like, you know,
Johnny M has got his, like, shirt open and a t-shirt underneath it. I mean, like, look at you. You represented us professionally.
I could have been a radio executive there. Could I not have been too? I could have been an executive, the cool executive.
Yes.
Oh, this is the cool executive.
I just have to ask, and I'm not being insulting or anything.
Oh God. When you preface it like that.
But I have to ask.
Okay.
What in the hell is Dua Lipa wearing?
She's got a giant leather coat on. That big zoo would be swimming in.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah.
Is that a new thing?
It's a fashion thing, you know? What are you going to do?
Is that a new thing?
I guess.
Like oversized leather
coat? Yeah. Yeah, I suppose. I don't know, man. Like,
is she really that tall?
I think she's like 5'8", and then with the heels.
With the heels, then she was your height.
Yeah. But when, you know, when she walks in and she's that height, regardless of the heels and everything.
I mean, that jacket. I can't see her hands.
Yeah,
I can't
see hands, anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big, listen, she's an international superstar. People dress her. They tell her this is the thing, you know?
I mean, that is a big
jacket. A big coat. It's a big.
And it wasn't even that cold yesterday.
No, it wasn't. Hey, man, I'm not questioning any style decision. I'm sitting here in an Islanders jacket.
How many cows were killed for that jacket?
It was definitely faux leather, 100%. Yeah, there was PETA. PETA would be very upset.
Right, let's go to John in Pennsylvania. John, what's happening?
Hey, I want to talk about the whole Messier-Namath thing. You know, when Namath said that, it was a joke. People laughed. No one took it serious. When Messier said it, people were like, whoa, hold on, big fella. You're making this statement. There's a couple situations here. You play good and the team loses. You look like an a-hole.
if the team, if you don't play good and the team loses, you look like an a-hole. If you don't play good, the team wins, you look like it. There's only one situation where you come out of that looking good. You play great and the team wins, then you're a legend. And that was the difference.
Right. So you're on my side on this whole thing.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You guys are nuts.
And plus, it was so much more around. I mean, like, in terms of, I know media, and like I told you, I think Joe said it laying in a Chase lounge out by the pool.
Makes it even cooler.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm saying he's not a cool guy.
With his shirt off.
Yeah, love Joe Namath, but I'm just saying that under the intensity and who's got something to lose and who doesn't have something to lose, Messier had everything to lose. Everything.
I think you're underestimating the fact that what was going on, because this is one of those things I studied. No. I studied the history of the NFL at this point, pre-merger, all of this stuff, everything that was going on. So after the Chiefs, the first two times against the Packers get smacked around and it's a joke, and Vince Lombardi says after that, he's like, do I think that they could last in the NFL? No, I don't. Okay, I said it. Everybody's laughing. Ha, 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 laughing at the AFL. And then the Jets of all the goddamn teams in the league roll in with this guy with no shirt on, where everybody thought the AFL was a joke.
Hence why they took it as a joke when he said it.
And he says it and he wins. And he's walking off the field with the number one. You can't tell me there's a bigger guarantee than that. You can't do it. And like, there were people, when you say that, oh, you had nothing to lose. Sure you did. People were laughing at the Chiefs and Hank Stram, and they obviously won the next year against the Minnesota Vikings. But people were laughing at them. Joe Namath could have been a joke. Instead, he turned into a legend. Like, remember when Joe Namath guaranteed victory against Johnny Unitas in the Colts?
But I think it gets blown out of proportion. Like that previous caller said, it's like he was almost joking around when he said it. Messier was not joking around.
Mm. Neil Armstrong.
Not all. Stop. He was not messing around. And, you know, it was, we lost game five and it was demoralizing. I mean, demoralizing. I mean, all the Ranger fans leaving the building. Oh, my God, it's over. I can't believe it. They've had such a great year. The President's Trophy, all this other stuff. And we wake up the next morning, and our captain basically
does a Joe
Namath.
Is what they
said. That's what they said. Fan base and organization throws him on his back.
Following in the hollowed footsteps
goes out
of
and drops a hat trick.
Joe Namath.
So I don't want to hear about it.
Well, I mean, it's not like the Messier guarantee wasn't impressive. It just wasn't.
It wasn't the name.
Guys, you don't remember that.
Of course, I mean, you don't remember. I remember the. I wasn't even alive, and I could quote chapter and verse what was going on in the NFL back then.
I remember all about Joe Namath and the guarantee and the winning and the upset and the parade, the whole thing. I remember it like it was yesterday. But I just this thing that Messier did in this city, on the back pages of the papers that the team from the other side of the river read as well.
Hardcore sports talk.
Basically called all of those guys out in the Jersey locker room.
Yeah, well, you know what's going to trump all these guarantees? Is the Joel Embiid guarantee.
Right, okay.
As he comes back. The Sixers roar back in the first round of the NBA playoffs. Better not be. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
One small step for man. One giant leap for mankind.
And who was number two? Nobody.
Yeah. Tom Izzo's back there like, oh, it didn't even happen. Losers.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Better Guarantee, Joe Namath, Mark Messier.
Oh, come on. Messier.
Whoa! Off-brand Jerry from three!
I don't think that's off-brand at all. If you look at the history of the Namath thing, he's sitting around a pool with a bunch of females in bikinis.
Which makes it even better.
Nah, I think he was being a jackass, actually.
Yeah. It makes it even better.
I don't know about a jackass, but I don't think he was quite as serious as Mark Messier had to be in the same city in which the team he was playing against.
I agree.
And also, by the way, had one of the best goalies in the history of the... Now, at that time, he was very young. We didn't know he was going to be what he turned out to be. But still...
Even, like, Namath recalling that, if I remember, like, NFL Films doing pieces on him, he said, he doesn't say it like, I guarantee we're winning this thing. It's more like, we're going to win, I guarantee it. Okay.
Yeah.
But anybody did, and he was a massive underdog.
No, I'm not taking that away from him. The question was, which one do I think was more serious? I think the Messier one was.
No, I said better, not more serious.
I think the Messier one was.
All right, let's go to Mark in Cliffside Park. What's going on, Mark?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
As I recall, I've heard Joe Namath tell the story a bunch of times. He said it at a press conference. I don't know what came first, whether it was the poolside or the press conference first, but he was really, really annoyed that they gave his team zero chance. And he said, I'm telling you, I guarantee we're going to win, and I guarantee it. I don't know, again, if the poolside was first or second.
Mm.
And besides that, Martin Brodeur was young. The Colts were 16-1. They had Johnny Unitas as a backup. It was a bigger story. It was more of a national story. The Devils and the Rangers 30 years ago, that was phenomenal. But that was more like for New York, New Jersey. I don't know how many people. I don't want to besmirch hockey. Nobody cares about hockey. No, not at all. I do. Everybody cares about hockey. But it's not even close. It's Joe Namath, then Mark Messier.
You know, what's amazing is that Mark Messier is on the ice. Probably, I don't know how many minutes he played that night. Probably like 25 minutes, I would imagine. And, you know, every time he's on the ice, he's a marked man. Every time he's on the ice, he's a marked man.
Which your quarterback doesn't deal with, you're right, when he has the ball.
Listen, I'm the one who played amongst you NARPs. So I'm saying both are very impressive. Both the fact that they won both, and then Mark Messier went on to win a Stanley Cup that same year. You know, that's the payoff price.
You know, as we had mentioned before, it wasn't the Cup Final, which he did this. It was the Super Bowl, which he did it. So
they lost Game 5. Everybody thought it was over, and he lifted an entire franchise.
You didn't think it was over.
No, I didn't.
Mark Messier didn't think it was
over. It's never over. There's zeros on the clock.
Yeah, so not everybody. I mean, they were also the favorites going into that series. So people thought they couldn't storm back, win two games.
Even more pressure packed the fact that you had to do it in a win or go home game.
I'm actually trying to find the back page of the paper when he, because I remember the Messier thing was everywhere.
Yes, it was.
And I think it might have been the front page of
one
of the
papers. Dude, I got up that next morning, I was shocked. I was like, oh my God, here we go.
I'm just trying to see if I can find the back, but I can't though.
Okay.
Instead, all I'm finding is Elvis Presley dies at 42.
Mm. Wow, he died at 42?
Elvis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he was a little bit older than that. I thought he was more like 48, 49.
Man walks on the moon.
I'm going to be 42 this year. God, Elvis looked old for 42.
He was doing a lot of drugs.
Here's a headline for Al. Weirdo arrested in Tate murder. Weirdo. I don't know what that is.
It was one of the Manson, like the Sharon Tate.
Let's
was
see. Is that
Charles
is?
Manson. Yeah, it had to be a Manson.
But I don't see... A back page. Yeah, I don't know. Interesting.
A lot of stuff going on back in 1968, 1969.
Yeah. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Walk on the moon.
That's right.
I tell you, the front page of the Michael Jackson death is creepy.
Many years later. That was like 2008 or something.
Yeah,
like,
this is just famous. This is famous back pages and front pages that are popping up. It's pretty wild. I mean, you want a whole history of the world? Just look at this thing. Marilyn splits with Joe over sexy pictures. Marilyn Monroe, Joe DiMaggio.
I said Marilyn. That was like, huh?
No, Marilyn.
By the way, I put in greatest sports guarantees of all time, and Bleacher Report came up. And they do have Joe Namath as number one.
Oh, yeah.
And they have Mark Messier as number two.
Number one, number two. This is where this whole thing starts.
Neil Armstrong and...
Then Muhammad Ali did it.
Okay. Who was number three?
Rasheed Wallace. Well, here's number five. How about Plaxico Burress? He did it.
Boy, did he?
Yeah.
I guarantee I'm going to go to jail for a year and a half?
He's best remembered for shooting himself in a leg at a club. But before that, he was a regular George Zimmer after a successful run through the NFL playoffs in 2006. Plaxico's Giants were set to square off against the undefeated Patriots.
I like this back-to-back on this page. Billy, you're fired, right next to Jesse James, assassinated. That's pretty funny. It's a lot of death. Kennedy assassinated, Roosevelt dead, John Lennon slain.
Damn.
Lynn, yeah.
So you think, like, JFK, number one unexpected death in the last 100 years, right? Has to be.
I would think so. Sure.
Number two.
What about Michael Jackson?
No.
No, because of the drug issues. Yeah.
He was a mess.
Martin Luther King.
Yeah, MLK.
Has to be.
Those are assassinations.
Yeah. That's what we're saying.
Yeah, I want to rank them.
Unexpected.
Yeah. You want to rank the assassinations?
Or we're doing it.
How about the one Lincoln shot? That's crazy.
How about Jeffrey Epstein?
That hasn't come across this yet.
Yeah.
Hippies mired in sea of mud. Look, there's Eddie. That's Woodstock.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what else. Are there another big assassination out there we're missing? That's the top three Mount Rushmore assassination in the last 100 years.
Oh, the last 100 years.
Like Lincoln, obviously.
RFK.
RFK is a big one, yeah.
Yeah.
Three all bang. Well, I don't want to say bang, 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 but yes.
JFK. Mike Breen call.
Al.
JFK Jr. by the Kennedy.
By the Clintons. You blew it. What is the... What is this reference to? I'm sorry if I'm stupid. Babyface Nelson found dead? What is that?
He was a gangster from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's so funny? Actually, I don't know.
So popular, he was referenced in Bugs Bunny cartoons.
Sounds like he could be doing afternoon drive on an Odyssey sports station.
Thanks, Babyface Nelson out of Sacramento. 102.5 The Wolf.
This is actually fascinating, though. Like, looking at all this stuff, pretty wild. How we got here, but whatever.
Yeah.
Here's an Epstein dies, but it's the Beatles at Brian Epstein.
Yeah, that's what... Yeah.
He was only 32?
Yeah, suicide.
What about...
That I didn't know. Wow. Young.
John Lennon.
John Lennon. What about him?
I said that. I said
former Beatle,
John Lennon slain.
Did not hear that.
That was a bad one.
That might be...
Up there.
Mm-hmm. I would think it has to be.
Yeah, so you go JFK, MLK, then you go Lennon over RFK? Number three.
Yeah, Lennon. The popularity of John Lennon is crazy.
Yeah, I think Lennon, the fact that it happened in New York, too, is more of a look. So then RFK, fourth. We got top four. We don't have a top five.
We don't have a fifth.
We don't have a fifth.
There's got to be someone we're missing.
Started World War One. If that you want to go back that
Ferdinand,
far.
Ferdinand, we're talking about.
Yeah, Archduke.
Archduke.
But that's more than 100 years, though.
And joining us right now, taking the number five spot on the top five assassinations, is Archduke Ferdinand's great grandson.
That's funny.
We have. Is there an?
I know we're missing somebody.
Yeah, I know. I think Boomer Googled it.
How about this?
Princess Diana.
Not an assassination.
Well, she was an assassinated.
But I thought
though.
We were talking about the most surprising. Yeah, if we're doing
most surprising, then that has to be in there, but that's not a true assassination.
So Elvis Presley's not in there?
he was not a surprise death spot.
He
was
again,
bloated and on a toilet and it looked terrible, right?
And he had a massive drug problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a surprise death. Like, well, none of those, like...
Do you remember where you were when Elvis was dead? When he
I wasn't alive.
I was two or three. I 77,
I was
right?
Actually in Atlantic City. Yes. I was in Atlantic City. I don't know why, but I was there.
Okay.
But I do remember that.
Like, and these people, like Jimi Hendrix, who died. Mm-hmm. He was doing drugs. It was a horrible situation.
How about Gandhi?
What? He wasn't assassinated. He just died, didn't he?
I'm just reading from this.
Ball sack assassination.
Oh, man.
Oh, I just had one. James Dean.
How did he die?
Car crash.
Mm.
That was a big deal. Buddy Holly.
Yep.
Yeah, the plane crash. Sure.
I got a real big one. Kobe.
Kobe.
You know what? I don't know how we missed that one.
Yeah. Kurt Cobain.
You know why? Because we're a sports talk show, and why would we know that?
That's too recent. Yeah. And it also happened right before COVID, didn't it?
Sounds about right.
Like right before COVID, and it kind of everybody started talking about COVID.
Yeah, no, that's true.
As you remember.
Yeah.
Okay, Jerry, it's 9:40.
Yes, it is.
Do what you want to do.
It's a hell of an update.
Yeah, I agree. Brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. And brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. I'll just tell you that you got the draft tonight, as we know. I'll play this J.J. McCarthy clip, the short one more time on The Rich Eisen Show. Asked if he has any idea who's picking him or where he's going to go.
I have somewhat of an idea. New York Giants, I've spent the most time with, you know, they're a phenomenal staff. Love Coach Dable. Love, you know, Mr. Shane. Love Coach Tierney. Coach Kafka, Chicago guy.
And he said because of the ties to his program, to Alabama, to Michigan, with the Giants, that he didn't say he could step right in, but he certainly knows the playbook and the way they do things. So we'll see. The Giants pick 6th overall tonight. The Jets pick at number 10. The Lions gave Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penny Sewell 4-year extensions. Also of note, you had the Yankees win last night as they beat the A's 7-3. It's a 4-game series. So they got one more game coming up tonight. The Yankees now 17-8, a half game ahead of Baltimore, who did win in Los Angeles yesterday over the Angels. Nestor Cortez the start tonight. Mets are not in action. They did beat the Giants on Wednesday. They play the Cardinals tomorrow. J.D. Martinez expected to make his official Mets debut and is expected in the lineup. We've got the Knicks and the 76ers tonight in Philadelphia. It is game 3 with New York up 2-0. What else? The Islanders play tonight, host the Hurricanes, a game that G will be at, so make sure you say hello to him. You've got the Heat beating the Celtics last night.
They told me they were going to do a thing on the Jumbotron again. I guarantee it's going to be, my guess is it's the story of me drunk calling John Ledecky. So that'll be nice.
Which would be awesome.
I just hope they play that at some point with the Islanders are up in the game. Play it then.
As opposed to down 3-0 and they boo you.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's get this off the screen.
The good news is you don't have to drunk dial him tonight. You can just drunk talk to him.
Yeah, I know.
That is true. And the Thunder beat the Pelicans 124-92. So Oklahoma City up 2-0 there. Short on time, so obviously moment of the day. Brought to you by the family of Casamigos tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigas Jalapeno. Casamigos tequila brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. I mean, quite the scene yesterday. Gio got to finally meet Dua Lipa. And a couple of interesting support staff were along for the ride.
You got Steve Appria and Anthony Gallo in here. So this is the funniest thing. So Gallo is in charge of taking the pictures, and they approve it. So, like, they go out to the balcony, and Dua Lipa, in all her, you know, just unbelievable beauty and glory, is out on, like, this balcony, and they're taking, and Gallo's the one taking a picture.
He's like, all right, one more. All right,
I'm like, this is...
Is anybody else getting in? Do it. Just go a little bit to your left.
I'm like, what the hell is happening? Anthony Gallo's taking pictures of an international pop star. I got to give Jess Clark, who we've had around here, so much credit because so they give Dua a bunch of liners. And one of the things she has to say is the free Odyssey app, right? She's like, this is Dua Lipa listening to my new album on the free Odyssey app. So first she doesn't say free. She goes on the Odyssey app and Jess has to go in and correct her.
Mm.
She's like, free Odyssey app. She's like, oh, okay, free. She didn't have a problem with it. But if that were me, she could have said the free Schmodishy Schnapp. And I would have been like, perfect, dude. That's great. Is there anything I can get you?
That's why Jess does what right. she does. And that's like, why you do what you do.
Exactly. I mean, I couldn't believe it when she jammed in there with it's the free Odyssey app. I was like, whoa, Jess. She walks, everybody just like falls down to the ground, like weak in the knees. You can't even stand up.
Except for Gallo, who's taking photos.
Yeah, he and Steve Apri is over smoking a blunt.
I don't know who. What is it?
Who's that, man?
This is Princess Diana.
There you go. Moment of the day. Have a good Thursday.
Steve Apri. And Jess Clark said, he's like, Steve Apri is the perfect for these situations because he has no idea who the hell anybody is. He's like, we've done things with the biggest stars in the world, and I request Steve Apri to be the engineer because I know he doesn't give a crap about anything. He's not going to ask for a picture, an autograph, nothing. He's just going to sit there and be like, oh, when's this going to be over? This little ponytail messing around with the board. It's great.
You're right.
All right. Thanks, Jerry. We'll see you tomorrow. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough Studio.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know what I remember?
What do you remember?
On my draft day, which I believe was a Thursday, it started in the morning. And I think the draft started at, I want to say, 9 a.m. that day. And I did not get picked until about noon, which was the 10th pick in the second round, which was 38th overall back in the day because there were only 28 teams.
Yes, that is correct.
That was a long 3 to 4 hours. And I got to say, my man Mel Kiper was going crazy. He had my back.
He did. And you have respected that and appreciated that all these years later.
Oh, heck yeah. You remember those moments.
Sure, you have to. And my draft moment that I remember, and I think they have it at CBS Sports Network, is when they ESPN came back from the break, and I was dressed in all purple. And it was the year after the Vikings had missed their pick because the time ran out.
Mike Tice.
And they came back, and
what
I was
the GM then?
God, why is it not coming to me? Rob Brzezinski? That might be right.
Okay.
A long time ago. So, Mike Tice, Central Islip, <Islip. laughs> great guy.
Meathead.
Yes. Meathead tendencies.
Yeah.
So they come back from the break, and then I'm pointing at my watch, going, you know, doing that whole thing. I'm sure that the ESPN cameraman asked me to do that. And I had that tape forever. I showed people when they come over the house and pop in the VHS. Hey, look at this. I was on ESPN.
Who did they end up drafting that year?
I think that was the Brian McKinney year.
They ended up with him.
Yeah.
That was a good pick.
Yeah, but he held out for like the first 6 or 7 games.
But it was a good pick.
It was. He ended up being a pretty good player. Left tackle, Brian
so
McKinney.
So they made a mistake, and they ended up taking a left tackle, and it worked out.
That is true. So
maybe not so meathead tendencies as much as we think.
Yeah, but they could have traded. Well, whatever. That's a million years ago.
Okay.
But also, there was a video Peter Schwartz has put out from 1992 when the Jets took Johnny Mitchell. And they showed him in the crowd. And you know how, like, you get, like, a puppy that you know is going to be huge because of the size of its paws? that's what Peter looks like in this video because it's this young Peter Schwartz from 1992. And he's, like, got the adolescent face, but his hands are still big. And you're, like, you're looking at him, like, oh, he's going to be a big boy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, of course. So
he's like, he's slapping the chair with his big meat hook hand because he's all pissed off that they took Johnny Mitchell.
So here we are, man. This is the day of Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
And it is. And, you know, it's like everybody has known and has felt like this has been etched in stone for quite some time. I believe so. And then it gets interesting. Then it gets really interesting. And the first, you know, 3 to 6 picks, those teams right there along with the Broncos and, of course, I'm trying to think the other team, the Vikings, are going to be trying to move up. And there's going to be some teams moving back, picking up extra picks. And it's going to be fascinating, as it always is.
All right. Tomorrow morning.
Yes.
You know, we're in the sports talk business.
Yes, we are.
We do predictions. We're going to do predictions right now. Tomorrow morning, the Giants will have selected. The Jets will have selected. Would you like me to go first or second? I do have my answers already.
All right. I'm going to let you go first.
All right. The New York Giants will stay at number 6 and select Malik Nabers. The New York Jets will stay at number 10 and select Brock Bowers. Neither one of these things are earth-shattering, but when you put your ear to the ground and you listen to the guys like the Rich Simeides and the Jordan Renons and the everybody, this just sounds like where it's going to go. Now, J.J. McCarthy, I think the Giants would like J.J. McCarthy.
Maybe they trade back up into the first round and get him at some point.
Back up into the first round? This is what I think is going
to
happen.
Trade next year's first round pick to get back up into the first round this year.
No. Okay. I won't have an opportunity because Kwesi Adolfo Mensah, the Minnesota Vikings general manager, is going to send a ridiculous amount of picks, maybe a player, maybe even Anthony Edwards of the Timberwolves, he might send up there to the Arizona Cardinals, and they will select J.J. McCarthy number 4. So the Giants will not be able to do
so
it.
So my thing is, I think if the Giants are either going to get Drake May or J.J. McCarthy.
So they're going to have a quarterback tomorrow.
I believe so, yes. I go back to the combine. I go back to Rich Eisen. I mean, Rich Eisen's his commentary and the way he said it made me feel like he was out somewhere, ran into somebody from the Giants organization, and they were very, very open with him for whatever reason, loose lips, sink ships, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. All right, so the Jets.
I think the Jets, I don't know if Bowers is going to be it. I think if Bowers is there, they take him. If he's not there, then they trade out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.